Hi! Hello! It's just the two of us. Ooh.
Oh dear.
How does it feel?
I don't know.
Well,
it's a bit strange.
Yeah, I suppose it is a little bit. I mean, we've had... How many was it that we had with Paul?
Four.
Four? Was it four? Oh yeah, because we had
it was four.
We had that crazy double... Go back and listen to it if you don't know what we're talking about. We had two boos in one. First time it's ever happened. It's like an exclusive. See how good we are to you. Ben just making noise. Yeah, you're allowed to make noise. Just make it intermittently during these things. That would be. I wonder what Ben's next noise will be. Nothing. Anyway, today I was putting up some Christmas trees. I put up six Christmas trees today. There's more. I think it is more than I ever have done in my life before. It was quite a momentous occasion. And I unblocked a lady's toilet.
Wow.
So
busy day then. Busy day.
Aren't you envious? I can see green envy in his eyes.
Yeah. It's envy. That's why I'm green.
So was it... I haven't put up that many Christmas trees in my life. And it's slightly annoying because you've got to do what I call the sprucing, which is you take each arm and you have to spread it out to make the arms look full and
these real trees were they?
No, fake Christmas trees.
So they're real, you do that and then you just get needles all over the floor.
Yeah, that's with a real Christmas tree, what you should do is just leave it.
Yeah.
You know, you can force it down and be a bit violent with them. But if you just leave them, they will naturally drop. So you don't have to worry. You don't have to worry about sprucing those. But if you leave a fake Christmas tree up with its needles, it won't do anything. So you do have to do something with those. But I get scratches all over my arms as well. And you've got dodgy talks from customers because they're not happy that Christmas trees are going up in September. I can't blame them, to be honest, really. It's early.
Bloody Christmas.
Yeah, do you not like it?
No.
Why?
No, I don't know.
Just
people being happy, isn't it?
Ben just hates people being happy. Yeah. I suppose it's enforced happiness, isn't it? You're obliged to like Christmas, aren't you?
No.
Well, you go against the crowd, don't you?
Yep.
Well, that's
just
fine.
The way I roll.
Yeah.
Roll uphill. That's just the way you do it.
Always against the crowd. The crowd are rolling down.
Yeah.
The crowd have gravity on their side. You don't.
No. In gravity.
See, that's what we've found from this piece of audio is that Ben is better than gravity.
No, just that gravity doesn't like me.
So you're full of helium, are you? Well, if you was full
if
of helium,
if I was, then my voice would be quite a lot higher than it is now.
And you'd probably be dead as well because isn't helium poisonous?
Well, pure helium is. Well, it's not poisonous. It's just you don't have any oxygen in it.
Yeah,
there's so you sort of suffocate.
So it's poisonous in the fact that it's just not got any air.
Yeah.
Okay. As poisonous as a vacuum, then.
Yeah, probably. So I don't know, that could be wrong.
Well, see, because I thought it was a specific poisonous thing. You're all right. You're scratching your ear.
Yeah, no.
We have to commentate on the visuals now. This is all confusing, isn't it?
Not really.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm fine.
You all right?
I'm good.
Good.
Yeah.
Ben's okay. It's okay, everybody! Ben's alright. It's alright.
I'm sure not that many people cared, really.
The thing is, though, shouting that probably reached more many listeners than posting them online.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for listening, everyone. If you're listening to these, you must be loyal listeners or confused people who have spundled.
Spundled
is a word.
Is it? What? We should make it a word. If it isn't a word, we should make it.
Okay. Well, it's official. We've done that now.
Yeah. Spread the word.
Stumbled.
Well done.
Oh, God.
Got there in the end.
That's awful, isn't it? Stumbled. You've probably stumbled across this accidentally, and I can only apologise. I think that's it.